Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. In breaking news, up to 25 people are believed to have been injured in a boating incident in the state's north this morning. Police and emergency crews are rushing to the Horizontal Falls, about 250 k's east of Broome. Still unclear how the boat struck trouble. The Prime Minister has walked back his election commitment to request a 5.1% increase to the minimum wage. Anthony Albanese is confirmed to be writing to the Fair Work Commission today, but he's told the ABC he'll be leaving that figure out.
There won't be a number in the submission. What there will be, though, is the strong view that we have that people who are on the minimum wage simply can't afford a real wage cut.
There's been a large earthquake this morning on the island of Timor. Residents from Kununurra to Darwin reported feeling the tremor at around 10:36 a.m. It measured a magnitude 6.2. COVID cases are down in WA for a second day in a row, but there has been an increase in hospitalisations. 9,948 new infections have been added to the tally. 322 people are in hospital. Nine in intensive care. Sadly, 11 people have passed away. Grief has turned to anger in Texas, where the police response to this week's mass shooting at a primary school is coming under the spotlight. It's been revealed the time between the first 9/11 call and the gunman's death was some 90 minutes. It's also been claimed the school's gates were unlocked at the time of the shooting. To sport, round 11 gets underway in Sydney tonight, with the Swans hosting the Tigers at the SCG. Well, Dockers youngster Hayden Young has signed a four-year contract extension, keeping him with the club at least until the end of the 2027 season. And the boss of the AFL says he wants the boss to sing on grand final day. Outgoing CEO Gil McLachlan says he'd love to have Bruce Springsteen play halftime when the grand final returns to the MCG in September. McLachlan admits they're always after him, but he's hard to get.
Listener.